Welcome, dear listeners, to an episode that promises to be a tender reminder to a profound truth. A little activation nugget that bridges the seen and the unseen, making an invisible God visible within you. Are you ready to embark on this journey? I am beyond elated to have this precious opportunity to share insights that I hope will resonate deeply within you. Today, we delve into a topic that is both ancient and eternally relevant, engaging elevated emotions through communion. Communion, in its essence, is an act of fellowship and worship. It's a moment where the spiritual and natural realms intertwine in a beautiful sacred dance. Within this divine meal, we ourselves engage not just in ritual, but in a deeply personal experience that elevates our emotions and connects you and I more profoundly with the divine. Let us explore together how this sacred act can transform our lives, elevating our emotions and drawing us closer to the God within each one of us and all around us. I'll see you on the inside. Hello from the Pacific Northwest. This is Kristen from KristenWombach.com, and you're listening to Interviewing Jesus Podcast. Answer me this. How does a Baptist farm girl from Oregon stumble upon the mystical nature of Christ? The love of God. If you're like me, Jesus has redefined what you used to say yes to. Join me and my guests on a mystical journey. But before we talk about the spiritual woo-woo, you need to know I am totally sold out to Jesus. It's amazing what the love of God reveals. Hello and welcome. A little backstory for our new listeners. I have been a pastor since 2010, and God has surrounded our community in love and relationship. Years ago, we walked through the door as a prophetic fellowship, and we transitioned into a community who steps through the veil. We are committed to know the Lord and our transformation in and through Him. From a heavenly perspective, first, we got our footing in the kingdom of heaven around us, and the kingdom of heaven where Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Did I say footing? Well, that's like putting your big toe into the cosmos and learning to dance on point as a prima ballerina. The overwhelm and the huge of God subsides into an intimate awe and wonder. Jesus inside of me, the kingdom of heaven within us, is the source for all resource. Today, I have a very personal, it's just a little nugget of His accuracy, which interprets the invisible God within you as visible. How about that? Are you ready? Yes, I am elated and excited to have this opportunity to share with you. Welcome. Today, we will touch on engaging elevated emotions through communion. within the elements of communion, engaged in our spirit and the natural. The bread, his body broken, providing for you. The manna to enrich every part of your life, including those around us. And the cup, whether it's water, wine, or revelation, allow him to pour himself afresh in your life. The power of feeling our encounters is as wind or braille information sent to reveal an invisible God to you. To land our perspectives with the thoughts God has shared through others, we will speak with the Apostle John. John 1:18. Until this moment, God remained invisible. Now the authentic, incarnate, begotten Son, the blueprint of our design, who represents the innermost being of God, the Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, brings him into full view. He is the official authority qualified to announce God. He is our guide who accurately declares and interprets the invisible God within us. Let's break that down. Until this moment, grace and truth have their genesis in Jesus Christ. Against the stark backdrop of the law, with Moses representing the condemned state of mankind, and Jesus Christ, he unveils grace and truth, and the condemned state of mankind is restored, redeemed. Until this moment, you and I, in this moment, are now seeing a visible God through a father and son relationship, through his sacrifice, through his blueprint design of father and son, son and father oneness. And that representation takes us into the innermost being of God. Our view is within the bosom of God. And Jesus daily brings him into full view because he is our guide. Daily, Jesus announces in the most unique and individual way, declaring and interpreting the invisible God through the lens of himself in us. In us. Amen? Here's my life application story. And what does that exactly mean, a life application story? My life applied with his life inside of me. It's like right now, today, real, this is going on. He is my guide. He is your guide. He's the authority, the provision, the manifestation. We are living together. Jesus Christ and me. Jesus Christ and you. We're living together. I have a very dear friend. And yes, she is part of our Ecclesia community. Or you could say our church family. Since a traumatic occurrence in her 20s, where the health of her heart was damaged, God has been revealing his life inside of her in so many amazing ways. I am honored and blessed to love her and agree with his plan for her life. Complete wholeness. Amen? We have been on many adventures in the spirit, and I shared a particular inner healing adventure with you in episode 132. spiritual oblation. You got to go have a listen. God touched us both greatly. I spent the day with her yesterday in the emergency room. Got to see her heart from a different perspective through a heart sonogram. So fascinating. Let's keep our thought before us. Today's episode before us. Connection. Engaging elevated emotions through communion. I'm always asking Holy Spirit to show me how to make spiritual things practical. In the show notes, I have highlighted episodes that pinpoint those life applications. If I were to ask you, what is a direct need in your life? I can conclude it would touch on one of these bases: healing of the body, healing in relationships, wisdom or direction, spiritual growth, encouragement on so many fronts. That sounds like church to me. Amen. On Monday, during our weekly gathering, I asked Holy Spirit the same question. Help me to communicate the resource of your Spirit and make it touchable and tangible. Why touchable and tangible? Great question. Dr. Joe Dispenza, one of my go-to podcast resources, says it like this: all frequency carries information. I totally agree. And all frequency, good frequency or bad frequency. I have shared with you from within the unfinished book, my story of page 93, a classic example of encountering good frequency and receiving information from it. Literally information that came to pass in my life. That's what I call awesome God. Get a copy, go have a really good read. So let's ask a couple more questions. God is spirit, right? The spiritual realm is invisible to the naked eye. But the naked eye can be trained to perceive it, correct? Our spiritual eyes can be developed to interpret the invisible. Remember my question to Holy Spirit. Help me to communicate the resource of your Spirit and make it touchable and tangible. And this is what Holy Spirit showed me. The little tangible gold nugget for us today. Holy Spirit said, feel communion. Okay, what's our intent? Our intent is to bring life application and answers to the issues of life we face. Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, they want our restoration and life dreams more than we can ever imagine or understand from our personal desire. They love us so much. We are their address. We are His life dream. And as I shared last week, we are the best idea God has ever had. Brokenness is not our DNA. Jesus, as the incarnate Son, has erased completely mankind's fallen design. If we apply a life application, like my dear friend, it's pretty easy to discern she believes God has already prepared a new heart for her. I personally, in relationship with her, have seen and heard, yes, heard her new heart in the spirit countless times. Countless times. Until that new heart beats on its own and supports the life that God has planned for her, I will continue to seek heaven for all manner of help on her behalf. Yes, practical, tangible, and that's what we call family. Amen? Paul shares with us in Ephesians 3 to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is so much more important than all burnt offerings, all sacrifices, all my self-will that I can put into it. He says, in no previous generation has there been a more comprehensive or detailed knowledge of the full consequence of grace. And it's now been uncovered in the Spirit to his ambassadors who brought the prophetic promise into full view. Mankind, the sons of man, may now realize that the prophetic word is fulfilled in us. It's fulfilled. Everything that the prophets saw is now declared. Both the prophets who saw this in advance and the apostles who now proclaim this are sanctioned in Christ. The essence of what I see reveals the fact that the multitude of humanity are joint participants in the same inheritance. We are all part of one and the same body in Christ. The good news is that God's promise is equally relevant and applicable to all of us. We are all part of one, the same body in Christ. We are in oneness. The good news is that God's promise is equally relevant and applicable to all. Grace has been uncovered and detailed knowledge is available. Here's the sweet goods. Ooh, 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 it's so yummy. Holy Spirit showing me how to feel communion, make it tangible and practical. Let me give you a key with this. The key will open the door for you, and the key also opens the door for those who God has called us to be in life application oneness with here on the earth. Family, spouse, friends, neighbors, even the unlovely help us to grow and dig deep inside the resource he provides our soul, our spirit, our body. It's a live application, right? Your communion shared when others are in need or hurting is one of the most powerful measures of love you can exchange with them. Mm-hmm. Communion, for me, is daily. Sometimes it's as daily as 3 meals a day. Now, I just want to remind you, there's no rules, there's no set patterns. There, no, my way's not better than your way. Communion is eating and drinking. Communion might be fasting and only taking it in the spirit. Remember, no rules, no set patterns. We're just engaging Jesus. And Jesus is revealing to you an invisible God, making him manifest. Mm-hmm. Romans declares for us, on the contrary, in the thick of these things, our triumph remains beyond dispute. His love has placed us above the reach of any onslaught. And this is my conviction. No threat, whether it be death or life, be it celestial messengers, demon powers, or political principalities, nothing known to us at this time, or even in the unknown future, no dimension of any calculation in time or space, nor any device yet to be invented, has what it takes to separate us from the love of God unveiled in our Lord Jesus Christ. Love is as unseen and unexplainable without the movement and action that frames it to be seen. I'll say that again. Love is as unseen and unexplainable without the movement and action that frames it to be seen. And that's what we're doing today. We're framing it in communion. And I see that in the same light. Today, Jesus will frame himself and what he wants to infuse into you as a daily bread for you. Let's share an activation. Now, I'm a kinetic learner, probably just like you. Give me a little hands-on and I can change the world. Amen. I want to remind you, Jesus is doing the serving in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he can serve anything seen or unseen, practical or unexplainable, to reveal God to you. And what is the intent? Revealing God to you raises your frequency, which carries information to you. And that information may well be the sound of a new heart, and yes, a literal heart. Raise your hand if you have ever asked Jesus to show you how does he do miracles and signs and wonders. Put on your hat of joy and imagination. Wherever you are listening to this episode, I want you to imagine I have handed you a white dinner napkin. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting at a desk in your office, you could literally go and get a napkin and lay a piece of Kleenex in front of you. Mm-hmm. Easy to do. If you're driving in a car and listening, we are pros at eating to-go food in a car, aren't we? Imagine a white dinner napkin laying on the seat next to you or on the console of your car. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are walking your dog, and along the path in front of you is a place you often sit down and rest. Imagine a napkin waiting for you at that place of rest. Can you imagine that white dinner napkin in your mind's eye? You got it? Okay. Pray with me. Jesus, I thank you for your communion and connection with us today. We promise to keep it simple. The gospel of your love is simple. We will not overthink it, and we will not engage our intellect, but we will engage the liberty and freedom in the Spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what you are saying and doing and showing us. Amen. We have two elements, the bread and the cup. And Jesus, we give you permission to go outside the framework of the bread and the cup. Outside, no framework. And we give you permission to speak to us using our senses. Jesus, we believe what Jesus is showing us. We believe it. Jesus, would you please serve the first element to my brother or sister in the Lord and put it on that white dinner napkin? Jesus, would you please pour yourself into a cup? What did he reveal to you? If you have pen and paper handy, pick up your phone and send yourself a text, write it in your notes, but write it down. Let's ask a few questions about the bread, but keep those on the dinner napkin. Keep them very present in your mind's eye. What Jesus showed you, how does it make you feel? Is it a favorite? What's your first impression? Does the impression remind you of a mood, a feeling, a time, an affirmation? Just pull the first thought. Can you describe the item which represents the bread? Could you describe it in one word or a couple words? While I share with you, hold on to the thought and the feeling, what has transpired between you and Jesus and that dinner napkin. Just hold on to the feeling. When we place value on hearing from him, he receives that value as worship and honor, because we're tuned in, we're that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and that honors him as worship. For instance, this is my life application to share with you. The intent is to extract the spiritual information which feeds the life of our design. It feeds us. Jesus served me a beautiful cupcake this week, just hours before my friend called me and said she thought it best to go to the emergency room. Could I come pick her up? Jesus is very much aware of my day and interacting with my dear friend. Now, this cupcake, which speaks the language of Kristen Wambach, just like your elements speak your language. This cupcake, I love cake. I'll take cake over pie any day. Let me digress and gather my thoughts. I love cake. And there is a favorite place that speaks my language about how this special this cupcake is, because it looks just like it. It's the type of cupcake that you would purchase from a famous bakery in London. See, God is speaking our language so that we can feel. And when we feel, our elevated emotions and frequency raise. Your element is God speaking your language. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing my life application because Jesus also knew when he served me my cupcake that I'd be talking with you about it. So this is a 5-star cupcake, amen? Yes, I left pictures for you in the show notes. You know me oh so well. Kinetic learners always need pictures and things to lay our hands to. It helps me to learn and unpack it and feel. Now let's do a little learning together. Unembedding the spiritual information. What is the first word that comes to mind if someone handed you a cupcake? And that cupcake is made just for you. Your favorite flavor is filled with cream or berry filling. It's decorated with frosting and sprinkles. Made just for you. They know your color scheme, your flavors. Yes. Maybe there's cream cheese inside. I don't know. What is the one word if you received a cupcake like that that would come to mind? A celebration. An appreciation. It's special. It's a party. It's a gift to be celebrated. It's a reminder. It's a frequency of celebration. It makes you happy, and you can feel the happy, and you can touch the happiness and the intent. It makes you smile. This is how the Lord made it personal for me. It's personal. That famous bakery in London, Peggy Portions Bakery. Famous, it's so famous, it's claimed to be the prettiest bakery in the world. And it blesses me to see God's gift of creativity and hospitality, I can say that word, and design. I bless them. And no, I've not yet been there in the flesh. A secret, okay? I always tell you secrets. Shh, don't tell anybody. I hold you to that. Jesus and I have already visited together in the spirit. You promise not to tell. And I have proof. That I've been there with him. Episode 71, Echo. And episodes 56, all about the intersection of grace. I love proof. When we translate and bilocate and trans-relocate in the spirit. Yes. Moving on. Your cup and what Jesus served inside your cup. How does it make you feel? What is the story that he attached to it? And what feelings would be promoted? Elevated emotions. What do you feel when you think about what he served, what he poured inside your cup? Connect to it. Hold it. Believe that grace is embedded within it. Grace, remember grace? There's nothing we can do to get any closer because grace has served it to us. It's real. Feel it. Move into it. Hang on to it. Hold it. Taste it. Smell it. Feel it. Cry over it. Laugh with it. Feel it. Now this is your homework. I love homework. How would you make that applicable and real so that you could engage it throughout your entire day? What would you do? I've shared with you many different examples on my learning style and how Jesus talks to me and how I carry it and write it down, record it. I make graphics and pictures to remind me. I have a podcast that reminds me, and I share that remembrance with you. God has a book of remembrance, doesn't he? All right, just a little infomercial. Maybe that's why I say, and I guarantee that one well-used daily planner can change your life. Moving on, a journal. Journal every ingredient you feel. What does it feel like? What does it taste? I listen to my body and I recognize the feeling. Why? So that I can maintain elevated emotions, which are constantly scribing heavenly information into my DNA. Side note. I went to visit my friend in the hospital yesterday. She's feeling better. How do you suppose I continued to share my communion with her? She knew about the cupcake. You're right. You're good. Good listening. I went to the best bakery in town, not exactly Peggy Portions, and I purchased her a cupcake. And since I have a continuing story with Jesus in the Spirit right in this vein, I printed a card I had previously designed with a picture of Peggy Portion's storefront to add to her vase of flowers. It's becoming tangible, kinetic, and tactile. When she saw it, when I presented it to her, she already knew that I was sharing my communion with her. She already knew it. Now our feelings are now shared feelings of elevated emotions, which send heavenly information into our DNA. Ooh. Oh, I can feel that. Did you feel the shift? I think I'll say it again. When she saw it, the cupcake and the card and the flowers, she already knew that I was sharing my communion with her. Our feelings are now shared feelings of elevated emotions, which send heavenly information into our DNA. We are powerfully connected in the spirit of our oneness. Now I've shared it with you. Now, she's not been released yet from the hospital. But I looked at my cupcake in the spirit, which I've been enjoying communion with him all week. Some of you might say, a goofy cupcake. I don't care if it's goofy. I know it's pretty and it's personalized and it's directly his language speaking to me, not only to the love that's in my heart, but to those people that are beloved to me. I'll take that goofy any day of the week because it's real. It's in the spirit, it's in the unseen. And when I hold on to the frequency and sound, what does it do? It manifests in the seen. Amen. I noticed this cupcake sitting here on my desk, and it seems to be renewed every day. Same cupcake. Mine is different than the one I served her, because the one for her is like her, and I know her likes and dislikes. Mm-hmm. I noticed something. It had a bite out of it. Ooh, that's a beautiful cupcake sitting on my desk this morning in the spirit. It had a bite out of it. I can feel it. It's tender. That tells me it's, I can see it's being consumed. I can see that it's embedding and threading and being absorbed into our bodies, into our needs, into our concerns. And I just affirm the Lord. I say, yes, God, and here's my worship. And I say, yes, God, and I honor what you're doing. And he says, yes, girl, you go. There's a bite out of it. Maybe that's your bite. Oh my goodness, hold your breath and just feel it. So we have this elevated emotion and we take our intent like the sprinkles on the frosting. And God's yes, yes, and amen, and his love oozes into us and we can feel the frequency and the vibration touching us and tangible. Changing us. Amen. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Of course, I always want to hear your testimonies. Thank you so much. I encourage you to continue to eat and meditate and drink the communion that Jesus poured out for you. It's alive, and its nutrients are changing you. I'll see you over at the show notes. I have pictures and goodies, and yes, I've tagged those episodes I was talking about today. I bless you, and I will talk with you again next week. Bye now.